Judge Sarah Smolensky of the Kent County District Court has been a member of St. Stephen's Catholic Church for her entire life and has never had an issue receiving communion until last week.
I had a call from the parish priest, and he asked me to please respect the church and not come up for communion.
Father Scott Nolan has been at St. Stephen's for the last 3 years, and according to parishioner Kelly Shadowins, this is not the first time he denies communion to a gay person.
He singled out a same-sex couple late last January and denied them communion at a mass in front of their daughter, but with no pre-warning.
She says that communion is meant for everybody, and that is the reason she goes to church.
It is the culmination of the mass is communion. It is, you know, you receiving the body and blood of Christ. It's meant to be a healing kind of thing.
Well, Annalise Lallmeyer from the Catholic Diocese of Grand Rapids says they are grateful to Smolensky for her service. They do support the actions of Father Nolan.
Those who approach the body and blood of Christ may not wound that same body by creating scandalous distinctions and divisions among its members. Lifelong Catholics would surely be aware of this. Father Nolan approached Judge Smolensky privately. Subsequent media reports do not change the appropriateness of his action, which the diocese supports.
But Smolensky says she questions whether Father Nolan has the right to deny her communion.
You know, when he says respect the church, it's that exact respect and love I have for the church that I feel so strongly in opposition to his stance.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.